The Golden Room. This is a story about Jem's waking dream. We are sitting together at the yellow kitchen table eating toast. One of his legs touches mine under the table. He chews with his mouth open, and I am in love with him. With the way he eats, with his dear little hand resting on the tabletop, with his foot on my leg, with the lilt of his nearly 5-year-old voice. And then, from nowhere, he says this. Mama, there's a never-ending hole, and it just goes and goes and goes forever, and you fall and fall and fall and fall and fall. And you just keep falling until you die. And there is food, and you have a little bag that you hold so you can catch the food and eat it on the way down. But at the bottom, there are all these boxes, and there are bodies, the dead bodies down there, and some of them are in the boxes, and some of them are under the boxes, but they are all dead. And sometimes you get your own box, but sometimes you just have to lie next to someone else's box, and then that's the end. And just when I am almost crying from the bleakness of his waking dream, he says this, but there is this special door, and sometimes if you're lucky, you can fall into it on the way down. And the special door leads to a golden room, and it's all just gold. And when you get in there, you have everything you need all the time, and you never go to sleep, and you're always awake, and you never sleep. And when you get in there, you have to look for gold, which is fine because it's really easy to find. And when you find it, then you turn into gold. And it's a very special kind of gold that's really, really strong. So it makes you really, really strong. And then you can sleep if you want to, but you don't have to. And you can jump back down to our world whenever you feel like it. But you can go back to the golden room whenever you feel like it too. And you're just strong and awake. And that's the end, really. That's how it happens. He takes a bite of his banana toast. My elbows are on the yellow kitchen table. He chews with his mouth open. There are crumbs on both of his cheeks and a small blob of banana on his chin. I am holding my cup of tea in both hands. I sip. He chews. Solly comes in from the backyard where he's been dropping pegs into a bucket of water and dirt to make soup. He is grainy with mud. I sip. Solly climbs onto my lap and tells me he's been careful not to spill my tea. Jem chews and asks for a washer so he can clean off the crumbs. Karen comes through the back door carrying a basket of washing that smells like the sun. Dirt, tea, banana, toast, sun, a golden room. That's how it happens. You fall, fly. You fall, fly, and if you're lucky, you find the golden room.
Special door.
toast, son.
Really, really strong.
Son.
But you don't have to.